Osama bin Laden's legacy now in the hands of historians and U.S. intelligence, who suddenly have a lot of original source material. There's the familiar man bin Laden portrayed in public, as in this old video.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of God, the most passionate, the most merciful. From Osama to Obama.
And those new images from seized videos that show an old man living for years in a cushy suburban compound.
Reconciling the public and private faces of Osama bin Laden to learn what we can about the terrorist group he founded. How much of it was playing to the cameras? It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's May 9th. You got to imagine those people. They said they have that team of people working round the clock to decipher all of everything that they gathered.
Bin Laden's on his way to the Smithsonian. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Video clips released by the Pentagon, just part of the trove of information from Osama bin Laden's compound. Those videos show bin Laden looking bored, watching himself on TV at one point. National Security Advisor Tom Donilon says Fox News that the raid yielded much more.
It's the largest cache of intelligence information gotten from a senior terrorist that we know of. Secondly, to give you a sense of the size, it's the size of a small college library.
Donilon says the next step will be for Pakistan to let the U.S. interview bin Laden's three widows and for details on how the terrorist was able to remain in hiding for so long.
President Obama told CBS News that U.S. intelligence suggests bin Laden was in Abbottabad for at least 5 years.
We think that there had to be some sort of support network for bin Laden inside of Pakistan. But we don't know who or what that support network was.
Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., Hussein Haqqani, tells ABC News once Pakistan gets to the bottom of the story, heads will roll.
Now, if those heads are rolled on account of incompetence, we will share that information with you. And if, God forbid, somebody's complicity is discovered, there will be zero tolerance for that as well.
Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani is expected to make a statement in Parliament on the U.S. raid on bin Laden later today.
In Syria this morning, an activist says security forces are conducting house-to-house raids across the country. Heavy fighting also been heard in Damascus today, where tanks and soldiers have been deployed. And over the weekend, several people were killed, hundreds said to have been arrested in the widening crackdown.
In Egypt, Coptic Christians are holding a vigil near Cairo's Tahrir Square to protest against attacks on two churches over the weekend. Clashes between Muslims and Christians left at least a dozen people dead and around 200 injured. Heavy rain is pushing the Mississippi River Basin to its limit in Memphis, forcing hundreds of people from their homes. A spokesman for the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency says thousands of people will probably end up in shelters because of the flood. The city's legendary Beale Street is flooded, and so are thousands of acres of farmland. Charlie Tipton says his entire 3,000-acre family farm north of Memphis now looks like an ocean.
Anywhere from 3 or 4 feet to 20, 25 feet deep.
The river's expected to crest at 48 feet in Memphis tomorrow. That's less than a foot short of the record set in 1937.
2 days of talks between the U.S. and Chinese leaders begin today. The president will be joined by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner in discussions on the economy and foreign policy with top Chinese officials.
Gas prices have risen nearly 12 cents in the past 2 weeks, with the national average price per gallon now at $4 a gallon. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats say they'll move forward with a plan to eliminate tax breaks for big oil companies this week, with money going towards offsetting the deficit. Asian markets are mixed at this point. European indices are down, but futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,620, the S&P at 1,340, and the NASDAQ at 2387. Well, we're going to be talking more about Osama bin Laden today, the man feared by so many for so many years, and the man that is sort of emerging from the things they seized at his compound in Pakistan. That conversation in just a few minutes. We're also going to talk to the legendary Betty White. She's part of our series, In My Experience, that looks to elders for lessons on how to keep going. And you can give us a call with the one best piece of advice you've ever gotten, 877-8-MY-TAKE.